The Pandalus went out and back for its first test of the Bristol Bay Offshore run this weekend. On Saturday, three sockeye were caught in the 4.5-inch mesh and nine in the 12 1/8-inch, with most of the activity towards the inshore stations. On Sunday, after six sets, the boat recorded 12 fish caught in the 4.5-inch mesh and eight in the 5 1/8. Station 4 saw the most activity Sunday. Last year, the first test fishing of the season saw about the same number of fish caught, but the water temperatures this year are almost 3 degrees cooler than they were in 2016. On the east side of Bristol Bay, Ugashik is open until 9 a.m. Friday, as per the weekly schedule, and Igigik is open Monday morning to Wednesday morning, then Thursday morning to Friday morning. Area management biologist Paul Solomon hopes to get some data as more nets go into the water in Igigik.
We had some fish last week in the district, the subsistence nets, and some limited commercial stuff, but it's still confidential in terms of my being able to talk about it. So there's fish in the district, which is about what I'd hope to see this time of year, and there might be a little more than I'd hope to see this time of year, but I don't really have good data yet.
Solomon says he plans to fly and survey the lagoon to see if there's any sockeye volume there, just as a precaution before the other management tools are in place.
The test fish crew goes out Wednesday. The tower crew goes out Friday and should be operational by the weekend. So we'll start to have some insight as to escapement probably by, I would say, Saturday at the earliest and Sunday the latest. So it's beginning. Our stuff is getting out there, and we'll see what it produces. But I've been hearing from individuals around the district, both subsistence and some limited commercial stuff, that there's some fish there.
On the west side of Bristol Bay, Fish and Game's Tim Sands will open the Igushik set netters for 3 8-hour periods Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
So the tower doesn't start until later, but we can get information by having the set netters fishing earlier, and as soon as the market is ready to buy, we open it up and the fishermen gradually get started over there.
The Nooshigak sonar at Portage Creek counted 1,100 fish Friday, 1,300 Saturday, 1,000 Sunday, and just over 800 before 8 a.m. Monday morning. Those fish have not yet been apportioned to species due to the low counts so far.
In order to apportion those raw counts into species, we have to test fish. And furthermore, we have to test fish in four different areas, inshore and offshore on both sides of the river. And to make a complete apportionment, we have to catch at least five fish in each of those four strata. And we'll have apportioned numbers by species when we get them. And that could be tomorrow. It could be several days from now.
The Wood River Tower will deploy this Saturday and begin its season count at midnight Sunday. Igushik deploys on the 23rd and will start counting by the 25th, and the Togiak Tower goes in July 1st and should start counting by July 3rd. Fishing has picked up further west, with 94,000 sockeye harvested Sunday in Alaska Peninsula management areas, doubling the season total, which now stands at 185,000 sockeye through Sunday. Most of the harvest is coming from the June Shumigin and South Unimak fisheries, as well as the Dolgois. The South Penn fleet has also put over 22,000 pinks on the books and just over 46,000 chum as well. Area M fishermen have landed 3,100 sockeye, primarily out of Nelson Lagoon. And through Saturday, Chignik fishermen have landed about 45,000 sockeye. And manager Don Wilburn extended the open period for 44 hours. Escapement through the Chignik Weir through Sunday is about 93,000 fish. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.